VentureCast.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice or at the dog park or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's with great pleasure I have a returning guest come to the show today, Mary Welp, creator and teacher of Rise Hypnotic Meditation. What I'm really excited is we're going to have a guided meditation today with Mary. We're going to focus on mental health because I know a lot of people are struggling right now. And I think anything we could do to offer to our audience, even an abbreviated episode where Mary can bring her expertise and guide us, I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate being invited back and also to get to share my tool that really does help with mental health and awareness and balance.
Here's where I'm really excited too. We were talking before we started. I'm like, look, if I could start doing episodes like this, where like they're baby episodes, but they have the power of the punch to actually tell people. I was talking to a client today and I was trying to explain to this person, you need to start meditating. When you start meditating, that's when all your other things that you're going through right now are going to get better, because meditation is medicine for the soul, the body, mind, spirit, and we need it. So that's why it's synchronistic that we're doing this today and I get to offer this for the show. And I'm just really excited to have you on. And I want to have you share how our audience can find you before we go into the guided meditation.
Sure. Thank you. The best way probably is through the website. I have other videos and information on the website, and it's www.risehypnoticmeditation.com. Sorry for so many letters, but I needed to get the whole title in there. But it's risehypnoticmeditation.com. And yes, please feel free to reach out if anybody has any questions after we do this today or anything. It comes up for anybody. Yeah, reach out.
And you're also on Instagram as well. Can you share your contact information on there?
I am. That also is Rise Hypnotic Meditation, as well as with Facebook. And so I try to keep that going with events and a little bit of inspirational videos now and then.
Excellent, Mary. Great. Thank you so much. I'm going to turn this over to you. I know we're going to talk about mental health awareness. And I know a lot of people deal with anxiety and stress, and they don't always make it a priority on how to cope and deal with it and manage it. And I was going to see if you could just describe from your expertise what you'd recommend or suggest for our audience. And then you can lead us in this amazing guided meditation.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. I think the first thing I'd like to start with is a fact that I don't think is very well known or talked about. And that is that our brain's number one job, its prime directive, is to keep us safe. It is not to make us happy or successful or even well-adjusted or balanced. It is about safety. So very often when we listen to our thoughts and we believe what we think, we are acting out of fear, not out of what will help us and help us grow and help us deal with the situation at hand. But it makes us withdraw. It makes us question ourselves. It fills us with anxiety. It makes us depressed because we listen to our thoughts. And so I would just like to suggest and invite people to start considering their thoughts and looking at them and wondering if they are really true. And ask yourself, when you think something, is this really true, or is this just a thought that my brain is telling me? And so often I have found that my brain just really does want to keep me safe. It wants to keep me on the couch in front of the television set and not engaging and not stepping out in the world and not doing adventurous things. And especially with COVID and all the other chaos of the last few years, I think we're all withdrawing and scared. But I think then we lack that ability to really live our best life and to make choices that are good for us and that make us happy. So the meditation that I'd like to lead you in today is a way that you can get rid of some of the mental chatter and of the negative thinking and the worry. And we're going to bury it. Rise is a four-step process. First, we're going to do a progressive relaxation to get you really relaxed and focused inward. Then we're going to do imagine, which is imagining a beautiful place out in nature, and I'll guide you there. Then suggest today is where we do the work. This is where we are going to push off that chaotic, scattered energy that does not help us, that holds us down, that keeps us back. And empower is that place where we invite in more of what we would like, that calm, that peace, that prosperity, that sense of adventure, that passion that maybe we haven't been in touch with for a while. So I will talk you through the four steps, and it'll take us about 10 or 12 minutes. So the first thing I'd like to invite everybody to do, if you have this time, is to turn off your phone and close your door. Or wherever you are, get settled. Don't do this in your car. Please come back to it at another time. When I'm sitting at a desk and I'm doing this, I usually put my head in my hands because I have a heavy head and I really want to relax my neck and my shoulders. So do what feels right and what's comfortable for you. If you can, lay down on your floor wherever you are, or if you have a couch or a chair, it really doesn't matter. It's just a matter to let your body relax. So as you're doing that, I'd like you to start thinking about your breath and just get in touch with your breath for a moment and take another big inhale and a big exhale. On the exhale, close your eyes or look through a soft gaze. There's nothing you need to concentrate on now. Just listen to the droll of my voice. My voice may come in and out of your consciousness. That's okay. It doesn't matter. You'll pick up whatever you need. But I'd like you to, as you focus in on your breath, with each exhale that you are concentrating on, relax a little deeper. Drop into your hips. Drop into the place that is supporting you, whether it's the floor or a piece of furniture or wherever you are. And then I would like you to imagine in your mind's eye that there's a pool of energy at the soles of your feet. And this warm, relaxing energy is just swirling around in this circular figure eight kind of pattern at the base of your feet. And on your next inhale, just imagine that this warm, relaxing energy is going to move up through your feet and your ankles, really relaxing your feet, relaxing your ankles. Move around if you need to. Getting really settled in your space. Breathe in that energy up through your legs, through your knees. Feel your thighs become warm and relaxed. And that energy fills your legs. Allow it to spill into your hips, filling your hips and your pelvic bowl and all those little layers of tissue that are in your pelvic bowl. Just allow them all to relax and to release. As that energy continues to build from the base of your feet up through your hips, you just feel very relaxed and at ease, loose and limp from your hips down to the soles of your feet. and allow that energy to fill your abdomen, relaxing your gut and all of your digestive organs, relaxing your stomach, relaxing the muscles around your gut, relax your respiratory diaphragm. Let your breath become a little less labored. Allow that energy to come up and fill your lungs, relaxing your lungs, giving them ease and peace for a few moments. Let that energy swirl around the muscles of your heart, relaxing your heart. Allow the energy to gather and fill in your right shoulder. Let's give this a moment to really fill up your right shoulder with this warm, relaxing energy. And on your next exhale, allow that energy to spill down your right arm, your right elbow, and out the fingers of your right hand. And as that drains, also allow that energy now to gather at your left shoulder. Allow that circulation of energy to really build in your left shoulder. And when you are ready and when it is built up, allow it to spill down your left arm through your left elbow and wrist and out the fingers and thumb of your left hand. Then trace that energy up through your neck, relaxing your throat. Let it flow over the top of your head, relaxing your scalp. Relax the muscles of your face. Allow this warm, pooling energy to fill your cheeks and relax your cheeks and your jaw. And even your eyes are going to rest a little more deeply into their sockets. So now feeling very loose, limp, and relaxed from the top of your head down through the tips of your toes. And I'd like you to think about and imagine in your mind's eye a beautiful grassy field at the edge of some woods. So if you would, just first look down and notice your feet on the ground. And just notice the grass and the dirt that's under your feet. Just notice the color, notice the texture of the dirt and the grass. And then feel the sun on your skin. It's the perfect day for you. It is the perfect temperature. Just feel that on your skin. Notice overhead if there are any clouds in the sky today or if the sky is blue. The sky is blue. What color blue? Just notice. Notice if there are any birds. Do you hear any animals scampering around? Do you hear the wind blowing? Just notice. And as you relax deeply into this place, feeling very safe, we're going to take a little walk down a path. And this path is going to take you into the woods. So moving at your own pace, take your steps as I count them. And as I count them off, just allow yourself to relax and to take this beautiful walk into the woods. So from 10 down to 9, to 8, to 7, to 6, to 5. Your knees are loose, limp, and relaxed. You're almost floating down this path. 4, to 3, to 2, and to 1. You're deep in the woods in this beautiful spot in the woods. And you're going to notice that right in front of you is a hole in the ground. And around this hole in the ground are boxes. And all of these boxes represent things that keep you from this peace that you're feeling right now. Worry, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, negative self-thought, negative self-image. Some of these things, you may know what you tend to spin on and what your thoughts tend to bring you down. But sometimes they sneak in and sometimes we don't know where they come from and we can't really even label them. They're here too. So just know that all of these boxes represent all of these blocks you have to this peace that you really long for and that really helps you with forward movement in your life. So your job here is to knock all of these boxes into the hole. You can use whatever equipment, whatever tools you need, but I'd like you to be very thorough, please. Look everywhere, go all the way around this hole and get all of the boxes into the hole. and I'm going to be quiet while you do your work. And if you would, please nod to me when you're done. Okay, very good. Now I'd like you to fill in this hole with all the dirt that's around it. So again, whatever equipment, if you want to shovel, your hands, your feet, a bulldozer, whatever you need, just fill in the dirt, bury those boxes deeply. Let the earth take them and heal them and let them go. And now that these worries and these burdens and this negative self-talk, you have a place to put them. You have a place to bury them. When they come up where they belong, in the dirt, in a box, I'd like you to stand up, see yourself standing on top of this mound of dirt over these buried boxes, and envision yourself standing in the superhero pose. Feel your spine very long and straight and tall, your legs in the A-frame, your fists on your hips, and the crown of your head pointing up towards the sky. Feel the strength in your body. Give yourself some credit for doing this practice and for showing up today to do this. Realize how your life is going to be different and investigate just for a moment in your mind how your life will be different if you let go of, and now that you have let go of, this negative way of thinking and of worrying. How's your life going to be better? How are you going to treat people differently? How are people going to treat you differently? Feel the strength that comes from peace of mind. When the monkey mind gets quiet, peace can really enter your body, your mind, and your spirit. And it will be easier to move forward in a happy, productive, positive, fulfilling way. Acting out of joy, not out of fear, and allow that shift to happen now for you. Welcome it in. Appreciate what you've just done. Take your time. There's no rush to this next process, but as you feel you have processed what you need to, go ahead and open your eyes again and come back. How'd that feel, Jason?
I am speechless at the moment because I really saw myself in the forest with the hole, and I threw those boxes down that gap, and then I started filling it in with the dirt. And then you were saying other things about the woods, and I just went to California in May, and I felt like I was amongst the redwoods, and I felt the nature, and I felt the sun. Like, maybe because I love to meditate, and you're powerful with what you did just now, I felt it profoundly, and I feel like it's a great feeling. I was looking forward to this before we even started, because I was like, I know that this would be powerful and fun, but experiencing it while you do it, at the same time the audience is doing it, I just think it's such a great resource what you do. And if you could feel it firsthand, you could feel the cluttered mind is no such thing right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm going through a lot of transitions right now. So like change of career, change of residence, potentially a few other changes. And I'm always okay with change, but the mind is the one that's the part we've got to bring in sync with everything else. And you just helped me. I feel like you just gave me like a 12, 15 minute like bath in this self-care in such a way that I deeply appreciate it. That was very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. And you going to California and among the redwoods, that's not unusual. Your mind, your subconscious will take you where you need to go. It'll take you to the place that resonates with you. So I've often talked people through this and they say, I was at my grandmother's attic. I didn't go to the woods. I did this. I buried the boxes.
I was in the woods.
So it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter where your subconscious takes you because it knows what's going to help you to get what you want.
It was powerful for me, though. I felt like I was there again. I felt the air. I smelled it. My senses were really strong. And I felt like I literally was where you were describing.
Because it's alive in you. That place, you connected with it so much. That energy of that place is still in you. It's still a resource for you. There's another technique with this work called anchoring, where you think about that place and you again bring it up alive in your body and then touch your thumb and your forefinger together. And that anchors in your nervous system. It anchors that feeling into your body so that when you get dysregulated or you get in that fender bender or somebody yells at you or calls you a dirty name, you can go to that place in peace again very quickly because you have this anchor.
I love that. I would love to explore that with you further if you're interested.
Sure. Absolutely.
we could do this once a while or something. I'm open to that.
I'd love to. Yeah.
I can see the power of it. Not only just we dealt with mental health awareness today, but there's so many other things I'm sure you could introduce us to. And then anything we can do to support you with what you're doing is powerful stuff. You're like, I'm speechless at the moment. Normally I can talk. For me to be speechless should tell the audience that they're going to be listening and doing this the same way.
Thank you. I hope so. And if there's anything that anyone would like to target, if they wanted to send that to you as well, that could help set up our future program.
I would love that. You know, we might even be able to do like an Instagram live or something too.
That would be great.
I've never done that yet, but I want to. And my friends have been telling me because we're both on Instagram, maybe we can do something like that and experiment with it as a alternate type opportunity. But yeah, I love making you part of the podcast too. And I think what you're doing is so critical right now. I was meditating with rose quartz in each hand, by the way. But the reason I'm going to say it's critical is because everyone's so uneasy. And if we can reach people, even if it's 100 people that do this, I believe in small wins. And I believe that if you've got 100 people that chill out at the same time by listening to this, I'm not saying it's going to be that low, but I'm saying it's just exciting. I think people actually engage this and use this and take a few minute break out of their routine to engage in this. I would highly encourage everybody to do so.
And my goal, Jason, is to teach people how to make these scenarios up for themselves, to give them examples, but so that people can use this at any time. I use it daily at the end of the day to clean the slate of the day and to review my day. And you don't need me. I really want people to, I'm happy to get people started. And I love to talk people through these scenarios, but my dream is that you can do it for yourself whenever you need it.
I love
whatever you need. And that's what we're working towards.
Do it yourself, learn how to do it, but then you also inspire him. Just the word choice for rise, imagine, suggest, and empower. Like, I'm all about words because the law of attraction and manifestation, but those words right there.
Yeah.
It's appreciated. Wow. Yeah. The one thing I will offer as my insight from when you just did this. Normally when I do guided meditations, the guided meditation usually goes the external part of the body. You actually did external and internal. You did the organs and you did the outside. And that I found to be a really interesting approach because I've been through other guided meditations before and they always say the muscles on your face, but they talk about the outside parts of the body, but you were pinpointing organs.
That's because I'm a body worker. And I used to think that all of this was outside of us, or our energy was outside of us, or our information or our worries were outside of us, but they're in our cells. They're in our DNA, they're in our tissue. And our organs themselves carry a lot. That's what acupuncture and meridian work is, working with organs, because emotion is carried on the meridians of the organs. So it is important to relax your stomach and relax your gut. And
it's huge. You're talking to somebody who used to have many years of diverticulitis. So I had kidney cancer. So when you're going through the organs, I felt an ease come upon them.
Oh, beautiful.
In such a way, which I know is real healing when you're achieving healing. It's powerful. I can't really, words don't describe the true enormity of how powerful that was just now, and appreciate it. So
you're so welcome.
Definitely. We're doing this again. Once again, just repeat your site. If anyone wants to reach you directly.
Yes. RiseHypnoticMeditation.com.
Perfect.
There's a book on Amazon. If you would like to learn this practice for yourself or delve a little deeper into it.
I just want to thank Mary for coming on and sharing her gift today and doing this guided meditation. When I tell you I'm relaxed right now, if you saw me on video, you could tell. Taking a journey inward, so critical, so important. We too often get consumed by our thoughts. And I've started using the analogy recently that if you really want to ground yourself, you got to ground yourself within your mind and your body, mind, body, spirit. That's why Mary, what she did, I wanted to have her on to do this today because there's so much value to it. I was looking forward to this all afternoon, actually, to tell you the truth. Oh, at 3 o'clock, I get to do a guided meditation for my show. Like, I'm smiling right now thinking about it. I encourage the audience to look into this stuff as a healing modality and other things we talk about. The more you can do to keep yourself grounded, the more you can get in tune with your inner side, I think there's untapped potential. And check out risehypnoticmeditation.com. I believe we're going into some good times ahead. Stay positive, reflect, journey inward, meditate, pray, be spiritual. Do what you can, and do what you can to pay it forward and help others. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices. For the win! Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Bakers, fresh for everyone.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Alpert.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cast production.
See you there.
Electric Cast.
Are you a fan of classic cinema or a young person who wants to discover the best films of all time? Do these legendary movies still hold up?
On the Generation Film Podcast, two guys who grew up when movies dominated the culture share a great film with a panel of young movie lovers and see how it plays for today's generation.
We discuss changes in storytelling styles, representation,
the making of each film, its initial reception, and how its meaning has changed over the years.
Join us as we explore cinema classics across generations on Generation Film.
Electric acid. Electric acid.